Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell all audiences. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell your loved ones and your hated ones. Tell everybody, because this is a show everyone needs to get behind. Doesn't matter if you guys are buddy-buddy or not. Get together. You are listening to Cocoon Up on the Microphone. This is DJ Butterfly Feces. Please. Now. Organic. Are you there?
I just told you I wouldn't want to be on the show tonight. Why do you keep doing me like this? Listen
okay,
to what
right,
I'm telling you.
I will take it from here.
It's too late now. I'm on the show. I got to talk now.
No.
I got to make
it
now.
So
I got to show. I got to make a masterpiece to a disaster. So I got to talk. It's too late now. You got to stop doing this. I tell you I don't want to be on the show. You can't fucking forget amnesia.
You say that on the air. This is a show for all. Don't talk like that.
I got to talk like that because it's natural. I can't be fake on the show. It's got to be organic. What I'm thinking, I'm a comedian, man. People fuck up in life. You know, I got to be organic. I can't be acting like I'm a fucking perfect motherfucker. I ain't perfect. I got to say what I'm saying so people can understand. Now, I know. Programs, certain programs, you can't cuss on programs. I get it. I got that.
All right. Organic OK was the one who basically found me in my hometown of McKinleyville, who picked me up off the street, and I went all out with him. You know, we went all around cleaning up the community in every town. And what we've been all over so far. And so far we've been in some major cities like Los Angeles, Vegas or whatever. Where are we headed next? Well, let's see. We were headed to, I remember asking, where to next? He looked at me, dude, you got to stop asking where we're going, okay? No, we get there. Well, excuse me for trying to be prepared. I'm trying to know what I'm getting into. See, look, when you're a kid, you like surprises. Sometimes you actually, unless you want to know what your Christmas presents are or whatever. But in life, surprises aren't a good thing. You got to be prepared for what happens. All right, man, we're going to Gary, Indiana. Now, we have been in some major cities so far, and I was not looking forward to Gary, Indiana. Once again, I didn't know thing one about it.
I had to say what I said, because this guy, he sat there and made my character obnoxious, okay? Obnoxious. And so, I feel like giving him a taste of what the medicine he's trying to throw on me. How the hell are you going to tell people that I'm an asshole? I'm an asshole now. So, it sounds more better to be an asshole. But I know I shouldn't do that because people may really think I'm going to do this.
Dang. You know, okay, look, I thought you were just going to basically say hello to everybody but not actually join me on the show.
First, too late now. We're on the air. You going to tell them that too?
First, you get all basically defensive and angry. You interrupt.
You
start a lot of four-letter words.
You should be talking about what I'm doing on the show. If you want to talk to me, talk to me off the air. Don't start talking to me about what I'm doing because I'm going to respond to you as we are in private. I'm going to talk to you the same way in front of people. On private, because you're not giving me any privacy of conversation. You want to talk to me? Feces, talk to me off air. Don't talk to me in front of people and try to quiet me, make me like some motherfucking slave to any kind of intellect property of talking. That's the freest expression of a life, is your fucking mouth and your thoughts. You trying to capture my thoughts and you pitting me in this motherfucking prisoner of discussions. Oh, he should come with me. Analyzing my conversation. When you analyze a person's conversation, if you look at books, there's a lot of people that are narrating books and conversation in history, and that doesn't necessarily go in quiet terms. It's very destructive to the spirit. You see?
Yes. Anywho, I asked him to tell me a little bit about Gary Indiana. Okay, I will. We got a crime problem. There's a crime problem. It's not like the nice cities we've been visiting. I mean, everywhere there's some kind of crime problem. Even in nice cities, there's something. Things are bad. So, anywho, there's a problem in this city. And we're going to help make things a little bit better. I know you don't want us to go into such a a city with such abundant problem, but the thing is, we go here because they need our help. That's why we go. The more the city needs our help, the more we should go in there. I was a little, I was a little nervous. But in a way, I was actually looking forward to basically being in a smaller town. You know, maybe I wouldn't have to basically work so dang hard. The bigger the city, the more there's going to be a trash pollution problem, the more that there's going to be people that help. And you know what? You don't get all the help you want. I encourage others to help, but once again, I didn't always get like a response. You know what I'm talking about? The way they saw it, it's like they threw us on the street like so much garbage. Why should we help? I mean, really. And they had a point. Besides, doesn't the city pay somebody to pick up all this garbage? Aren't we just putting more people out of work? Won't they be on these streets soon enough? I was overwhelmed. Just do what you got to do, kid. Just do what you got to do. We drove around to Gary, and one thing I noticed about it is the city had a bad case of urban blight. But it had a charm to it. It was nice. It was cozy. It wasn't like the bigger, more impersonal cities we went to. You like to believe that they took advantage of a few human souls out here. But the city was still kind of nasty. I got my work cut out for me. I want to pick up garbage here. Organic. I will. You going to? That's good. Good for you. Good, good, good. Get people involved. The first thing I went out there was I started to pick stuff up, and one thing I noticed was that people were looking at me. The locals. At one point, I started picking up some trash or whatever. But one of them said to me, one of them sitting on the street said, hey, what were you doing there? I threw that there. What are you picking up? That's good. You going to pick up my stuff for me? Yeah, I'm here to pick up garbage and all that. I'm here to help this dang city out. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. You from around here? I don't recognize you. I'm here to help. I'm here to make things better. That's good. You do that. What was I to do? I started to pick up more and more garbage, whatever, but I happened to come across a few condemned buildings. One of them said, hey, what are you doing here? I'm picking up garbage. I'm helping clean up the community. I don't recognize you. What are you doing here? I just told you. Go on, tell me one more time. I've seen you before. I looked up. What? I've never been here before. What's he talking about? Is he trying to be crazy? Is he trying to be bad and scary? Yeah. You've been creeping around here taking stuff and whatnot. I thought, oh, don't respond. This guy's just full of... I picked up, go, hey. You might be trying nothing. I'll mess you up. Coming into my neighborhood and whatnot. Don't be sneaking around here more. I know you are. Hey, where are you going? No, come on back. Hey. You know who I am? What's my name? One thing I noticed always in my life is when people, the less people have, the more they tend to be protective of it. When they have nothing, when they come from nothing, they try to act like everybody around them might be looking to steal. But nobody is. When you have nothing, you tend to be protective of it. You pretend you got something. You got something to prove. What else have you got? I wished I had a gun. I wanted to protect myself. I tried to go to Organic and told them, dude, don't listen to them, okay? Some of them are intentionally crazy. They don't just lose their minds. They throw their minds away. They try to act as dangerous as possible so nobody will mess with them. They're bitter. Look where they are. I like to believe that every single city had its high points. There had to be something about Gary, Indiana. There just had to be.
Hold a moment. Hold on. Okay. Now, you just pit me out there. See, that's why I was cussing. I had to cuss. I know it was something up here. Out here and start talking about homeless people. And guess what? People don't look at one person you're talking about. When you say homeless or homeless people, or they are looking at themselves. No, say, well, I understand. That's not me. But others say, "What? Who do you think he is?" Right? So, yeah, I speak for my organic voice. You know, everybody, you know, cussing. Now, I'm going to explain to you. A lot of platforms of cussing or just using that kind of, you know, language is a no-no. Cussing platform, people don't want to hear that. You know, then the people, you know, sponsors and other, you know, organizations would be really shined bad on the language. Was that necessary to use a language? And that's I mean, really, just that little bit of what I said, that's a turnoff, you know. Because we have other platforms, and I was showed, it's like, well, because this person is not this religious and they have some profanity, they wouldn't even deal with the actual comedian. Because they had certain language in they, you know, performance. And even if they had a Christian act, they said, well, they're not, you know, complete, you know, religious Christian. And so at this point, when people start trying to control, you know, the spirit and emotion element, then we're going to have even more problems. Even more problems. Now, you truly are aware that everybody interpret information at times totally different. Even with the same movie, you see people think about things and experience relating to that movie if it's talking about the unique perspective, right? So within a unique perspective, you got to think about all these people out here can't all be poor. All these people out here can't be the worst of the worst, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be more to the homeless, more to the person, because it's a person. It's a person attached to this. You don't know what kind of sacrifices that these people have made. Now, this show is one of the biggest things that I talk about all the time. What is that? I talk about don't cuss, because platforms and social platforms, you don't know if you got children on here, you don't know who is going to be on the show. And I did something that I normally don't do. And it just seemed like something to do. I just, because so many people are just so frustrated right now. You can say something to ease that and not make a person lose it, and you can just take it out of them and say, let me take care of that. Let me take care of this bill and let you enjoy yourself and not destroy others. I took that approach. And everybody, I have took a short moment out of this platform in between DJ Butterfly Feces talking. And, yeah, he knew I was coming on and say some ranting. I know. But this was something different because you weren't expecting. No one expected me to say that. No one expected me to come out there and do that. And it's just so much stress, this tension that people are dealing with right now. It's got to be another approach to happiness and gratitude at the same time. What do you say about that, Mr. Butterfly Feces?
Well, honestly, it was not a cakewalk. I mean, one of the hardest things was that I was picking up garbage almost everywhere I went. There were guys who would ask me for money, and there were guys who basically bent over backwards and was trying to show that they were ghetto, that they were bad. Now, somehow, when you think Gary, Indiana has got its crime problems, just like, you know, in fact, McKinleyville does too. It's such an ideal city that we've got to, But everybody basically tries to act as street as possible.
I got to
so they don't
this.
Get messed
let's
with.
Let's stop discrediting people that say they're from the street. They don't have to be over the Atlantic or come from another continent to be what they experience in their voice, in their experiences, in their struggle, in their opposition, in their pain, and their altitude of the spiritual and emotional attachment they have on this landmass, on this side of the planet, on this, you know, continent. We have to appreciate the passionate and connection that they have. Let's stop undermining them because they're not from another part of the world and their house is not built in the way your house is built or however you stay. You know, they're not eating the food culturally that you're eating. They don't have the weather. They don't have, you know, it's, come on now. Have you truly connected to freeing them from the opposition? Are you connecting to disconnecting them from a more deeper root purpose? It's like, you got to look at this. People, if people said it from the community, how is that affecting you? So, they ain't got enough pain, they ain't struggling enough, they ain't got, you know, they ain't staying in a place where possibly you don't got no lights, you know, you got to eat at a certain point of time, you're struggling, you got less resources. So you telling me you own the bottom of oppression? You know, what is a bottom? It's no bottom. It's like quicksand. It's like it's levels to pain. And some people have worse of pain, but guess what? You can find someone with any pain that is labeled as pain collectively, and you can find somebody that I'll do that. So let's stop discrediting people that's on this soil, that's dealing with things that is triumph and opposition for that person experiencing. But then you say, oh, I got to see, got to see. How vain can you be that's struggling? How can, these are vain people. People are struggling at the capacity they're struggling. You're going to tell me that they're not struggling because they ain't on another part of the side of the world? And they, man, stop discrediting these people. That's all I got to say.
It's 17 minutes after the hour here on the program, Kakuna from the microphone. Here, get involved. What do you think? Tell us right now. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. But back to my original point, I had a right to basically be sort of angry. I mean, we had come to this town. I was trying to show respect. They welcome this visitor who was coming in there to picking up their garbage and trying to repair their community. Not a chance. Look, I wasn't expected to be exalted, carry around on a sultan's litter, on their litter, having roses thrown on my feet, whatever, but a little bit of gratitude. I mean, all of them were basically acting, I think that's how everybody is, people in the worst neighborhood, people in the worst neighborhood, in bad environments, that's how they are when they see somebody who's not from the neighborhood. The less you have, the more protective you're going to be, the more you like to pretend the nothing you have is all yours. I tried going to organic, but he just said, look, just deal with it. You're here to do what's right, to heal the world for the collective consciousness of all of us so we can all have a great world. We're not here to be loved. Maybe we'll be loved later. What do you want, a gold star? What do you want, a gold star? Well, what I want is them to stop doing this. I'm sorry, dude. That happens in these type of places. You do what you got to do. Yeah, all right.
Hold on. I call you butterfly feces. Stop saying that other name. You have him on your show again. Are you boycotting the tough dude? I talk to him all the time. I feel like you don't want to have him on the show again. What's going on with this?
I didn't mention talk to you. When some of them started to stop and ask me what I was doing, I explained it to them. I came to your community to pick up the garbage, the filth, to clean all this noise up, make things better. And you know what? For a moment, they said, go right ahead. I remember one guy who basically said, you know, I was going to throw this away myself, but since you're going to do it, threw the glass bottle right on the ground. Thankfully, it didn't break. Now, one thing I had to say, we all got together to basically do something in... Gary, Indiana.
I started scaring the people.
I'm what the people?
You're scaring the people with your breathing.
I'm not scaring anybody. Look, I guess in a way, once again, people in really bad neighborhoods, when they see somebody who ain't from the neighborhood, yeah, they're going to get scared. They're going to get overly bold and dominant in front and make it act like everything, all the nothing around there is theirs. That's a thing. It's like when I asked what I do about this, you said, dude, just do it. Just pick it up. Just do what's to be done here.
I ain't going to call you that day because I already got that. I'm going to call you feces.
Now, remember, at one point I was basically walking around picking up garbage. We were doing it together. You said feces. One guy, a couple guys on the street standing there, they were doing, well, something that looked illegal. One of them laughed and said, feces. I went over there and explained. That was my moniker. Explain how the whole feces thing worked. I've told you the story before, haven't I? I figure I might as well do it again. You know how it works? The caterpillar that goes inside the cocoon, that spins a cocoon, a little workshop to live in there, to toil and evolve and grow and all that noise, and then emerges a butterfly. And the feces it leaves, the reason that thing is so powerful is it's a metaphor for life. Those beautiful wings. And then the feces that is left behind is manure, fertilizer from which everything grows. Some of them gave me some weird looks. I know. Sometimes I try to explain all the, sometimes it seems like all the good names are taken. But it was a metaphor for life.
Well,
appreciation. I said, I'm cleaning up your community.
Were they thinking about them using the restroom too? Or just some people just thinking these kind of things. I talk to people who are like, if people are saying, are these people thinking about what you're talking about? They come up, this is feces, but it's not no butterfly feces, it's human feces. And some people are thinking like, man, I wipe my ass on that feces butterfly.
I don't know what to do. I basically just sat back and I said, well, I'll just do it. I'll show appreciation later. Sure enough, I remember once again, I noticed with the homeless epidemic and what's going on, there are people with cameras all over filming it. Everyone knows about the homeless epidemic, but people don't know how bad it is. And the reason that I heard one person said, I'm tired of seeing homeless documents. I know it was a problem. Why do they keep rubbing our faces in it? One of them angrily said, it's just a guilt. They want us to feel bad about having it so good. They're so ashamed. It's like when they show us all the sick and dying and the tragedies. All like the reason they show us those commercials of children, people starving to death in third world countries, or animals that need to be adopted and whatever. We're just supposed to feel guilty and empty our wallets. Even I was thinking, you know, there was a time I thought that too. Everybody thinks that. But the whole point is we're supposed to do something. And now that there are people that have everything, well, the majority of us has nothing, they decide not to give. I don't know. I really just basically think that that's what happens when too few people have too much money. That's a thing. That's a thing. That's a real thing. Now, honestly, I was going around picking up, firstly, whatever. At one point, I saw some more people, whatever. The reason that people keep addressing the homeless problem is it's getting worse. We're all waiting for everybody to get together and do something about it. At one point, in this case, I was so angry about the way that basically we were. I wasn't being appreciated. That this is the one time I did not go to Organic OK, and I did not say to him, can we take some of these other people along? Because, once again, dude, I was not, you know, I was not, almost everywhere else, I wanted to bring somebody else along. I did. But not here. I don't want to show any prejudice, but I didn't love anybody in Gary, Indiana.
Why not?
Wait, what's your question?
I mean, I just feel like some people be, you know, as people, personalities, they'd be asking, why not?
Dude, I told you, I hate to be basically repetitious, but once again, as I went up and down, I came across people who basically kept trying to say, what are you doing in my hood? What are you doing in my neck of the world? I don't recognize you. You're not part of this community, whatever. I'm worried. Someone's going to basically jack me. At one point, he said, I'm looking, afraid we don't get robbed. I just looked at him and said, of what? Look, I'm looking around here. I look around this community, and unless you're basically making money at some international drug cartel on the down low, you're here, you probably don't have anything to begin with. And that's okay. A lot of people don't.
Did he really say that to them?
I know you think that basically I'm not showing a particular, what's the word I'm looking for here, kindly attitude. But there was a reason. I guess I just, you know, why don't people basically just appreciate each other? You know, it don't cost you nothing.
It don't.
And then at one point, now pay attention, because this is where the ray of sunshine, this is where the silver lining comes in. One point, someone probably said, hey, you're that guy. You said your name was Feces or something? I almost walked away. I wasn't in the mood to argue. I know it was, but one of them said, I understand. You're coming around here. You picked up a lot of the trash around here. I appreciate it. Look, don't let these guys get to you. It's just, they tend to be afraid of somebody basically they don't know. I appreciate you doing all this. You know, you've been doing more than anybody else has. You know, so far, the closest thing we get to help around here is a bunch of people walking with their cameras, addressing the problem, looking at us to feel sorry for, be grateful for what you got and whatever. But, you know, the sun shines out here, too. And now it shines a little bit brighter. You picked all that up for us. Hey, come with me. Let's say, what can I do for you? Well, come on, let's shoot some hoops. He had a basketball. Sure enough, we went to the local park and I shot hoops with some of the regulars around there. People I could tell were vagrants. But man, they could handle the rock. I mean, they knew how to play basically. I mean, yeah, they welcomed me in.
You said the rock, so there's no point in tennis, right? Yeah, okay.
Wait, what?
You said they can handle the rock, and I said no point intended. I mean, it was No, he didn't mean any substance. He's just talking about basketball.
Yeah. I mean, a few of them were actually playing tennis. I hate to admit, you know, I always thought basically on the court. I used to think basically only Rich Richards basically played tennis and whatever. But, you know, it's like you told me. You got to stop basing everything on generalities and stereotypes. You were in McKinleyville too long, and there's a time when people only know stereotypes, what they base their own near mind. That's the mark of people too lazy to actually look at the world. One thing you're going to do on this trip is you're going to meet people and see the way things are.
So you realize, too, it's been people that used to be successful that is no longer financially successful. So they are, you know, it's like they're like the research of what you're talking about behind the scenes in a lot of ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be, you know, clear about when we see narrative of stereotype and social bias, things is not always inaccurate, right? So as you experienced this, right? Let me ask you this. As you experienced this, is what I'm telling you in your mind, is what I'm telling you. See, viewer, what I'm saying here, this is like a behind the scenes of the show program. I'm getting to talk, find two things, and people get to hear things that I'm saying. Because some people, they kind of
feel that way about some things. They feel like, you know, cussing, expressing themselves, they don't necessarily mean to be angry, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, people cussing, they're not angry, right? But
yeah.
Some people, you know, equate that too based on the environment, right? It's like, well, this is the type of environment you shouldn't be doing this. And this. Like you come here, you don't cuss. Now, we all know that this all is a prop. When me and him been talking about this, it's a prop. This part that we said is a prop because he already know that I was going to stop. We already know that I was going to do something that was said inappropriate in normal settings. You know, people can say, but there's no reason to cuss. You know, if you're supposed to be professional and all these things, right? And there are those black people. Our program to see things, right? So we got to paint a narrative so that people can see different view on how it is, right?
Indeed. Me.
I'm building the show, and the show is wrapped up. Everybody, thank you. Good night. This is Organic OK.
And this is Talk Dude. And I remember, you know, after that whole thing, I remember thinking, you know what happened after that basketball game?
How can you be? You can't be Talk Dude. You did that butterfly feces.
I didn't say I was. I never said I was Talk Dude. He's some other guy you got.
Is Talk Dude in here?
I don't think so. I think it's just the two of us.
Okay.
What I'm saying is we were talking after it was over.
The show's over.
All right.
Everybody, good
Thank
night.
You. Good night.